Here we are to pray our scriptural prayers together. I thank you for accompanying me and also for praying with me throughout this time. And I know that no matter how bad it gets, God is going to assure that there is victory at the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We actually have one of my favorite memorials and one of my dad's favorite memorials. St. Pope Gregory the Great from the 300s A.D. Unless it's the 400s A.D., but he's definitely in that early period. And he's considered one of the greatest popes and one of the greatest mystical theologians in history. He's also known for putting together the earliest records of the stories of saints from 100 years or so before his time. And that's why we know a lot of the stories. You know, people like St. Mary, I'm sorry, their names are escaping me because of the exact time, like Benedict of Nursia and things like that, were contemporaries of his. Here we go. Come, let us worship the Lord, font of all wisdom. And we can use the antiphon because Gregory, in his own right, became a doctor of the church. And he's known for his pastoral commentary, his reflections on the meaning, and his teachings on the meaning of being a bishop and being an abbot. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We're praying Psalm 100 with this antiphon. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Go into God's presence singing for joy. Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age. Let us go into God's presence singing for joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. What word and what story do we get from our Old Testament reading today from the Bible? A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 26. In the face of death, Jeremiah foretells the destruction of the temple. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Joash, king of Judea, this message came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the house of the Lord, and speak to the people of all the cities of Judah, who come to worship in the house of the Lord. Whatever I command you, tell them, and omit nothing. Perhaps they will listen and turn back, each from his evil way, so that I may repent of the evil that I have planned to inflict upon them for their evil deeds. Say to them, thus says the Lord, if you disobey me, not living according to the law I placed before you, and not listening to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send you constantly, though you do not obey them, I will treat this house like Shiloh, and make this the city which all the nations of the earth shall refer to when cursing one another. Now the priests and prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speak these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking all that the Lord bade him speak to all the people, the priests and the prophets laid hold of him, crying, you must be put to death. Why do you prophesy in the name of the Lord? This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate and deserted. And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah were informed of these things, they came up from the king's palace to the house of the Lord and held court at the new gate of the house of the Lord. The priests and prophets said to the princes of all the, and all the people, "This man deserves death. He has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Jeremiah gave this answer to the princes and all the people. "It was the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and all and city and all that you have heard. Now, therefore, reform your ways and your deeds. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God, so that the Lord will repent of the evil with which he threatens you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me what you think good and right. But mark well, if you put me to death, it is innocent blood you bring on yourselves, on this city and its citizens. For in truth, it was the Lord who sent me to you to speak all these things for you to hear." Responsory prayer. Take this to heart. If you kill me, you and your city must bear the guilt of innocent blood. Pilate washed his hands before the crowd and said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. You and your city must bear the guilt of innocent blood." Second reading is specific to St. Gregory the Great. It's from a homily on Ezekiel by St. Gregory the Great, Pope. "For Christ's love, I do not spare myself in speaking of him. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Note that a man whom the Lord sends forth as a preacher is called a watchman. A watchman always stands on a height so that he can see from afar what is coming. Anyone appointed to be a watchman for the people must stand on a height for the rest of his life to help them by his foresight. How hard it is for me to say this, for by these very words I denounce myself. I cannot preach with any competence, and yet, insofar as I do succeed, still I myself do not live my life according to my own preaching." I do not deny my responsibility. I recognize that I am slothful and negligent. Perhaps the acknowledgement of my fault will win me pardon from my just judge. Indeed, when I was in the monastery, I could curb my idle talk and usually be absorbed in my prayers. Since I assume the burden of pastoral care, my mind can no longer be collected. It is concerned with so many matters. I'm forced to consider the affairs of the church and of the monasteries. I must weigh the lives and acts of individuals. I am responsible for the concerns of our citizens. I must worry about the invasions of roving bands of barbarians and be aware of the wolves who lie in wait for my flock. I must become an administrator lest the religious go in want. I must put up with certain robbers without losing patience, and at times I must deal with them in all charity. With my mind divided and torn to pieces by so many problems, how can I meditate or preach wholeheartedly without neglecting the ministry of proclaiming the gospel? Moreover, in my position, I must often communicate with worldly men. At times I let my tongue run, for if I am always severe in my judgments, the worldly will avoid me, and I can never attract them as I would. As a result, I often listen patiently to chatter, and because I am too also weak, I find myself drawn little by little into idle conversation, and I begin to talk freely about matters which once I would have avoided. What once I found tedious, I now enjoy. So who am I to be a watchman? For I do not stand on the mountain of action, but lie in the valley of weakness. Truly, the all-powerful Creator and Redeemer of mankind can give me, in spite of my weakness, a higher life and effective speech. Because I love him, I do not spare myself in speaking of him. Responsory prayer. He drew his moral and mystical teaching from the source of Holy Scripture. Through him, the life-giving streams of the gospel flowed out to all nations. Though he is dead, he still speaks to us today. As a soaring eagle sees all the earth below, he cares for both the great and the small with his all-embracing charity. Though he is dead, he still speaks to us today. Canonical of Zechariah is Gregory, an outstanding pastor of the church, has left us a splendid example and rule of life, a guide for all who shepherd God's people. Gregory put into practice all that he preached, and so that he might be a living example of the spiritual message he proclaimed. I bless you, God, and I thank you for this liturgy of the hours and for this time together. Let us look and see what we have in the way of intercessions. Christ is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Let us praise him and thank him as we pray. Nourish your people, Lord. Christ, you decided to show your merciful love through your holy shepherds. Let your mercy always reach us through them. Through your vicars, you continue to perform the ministry of shepherd of souls. Direct us always through our leaders. Through your holy ones, the leaders of your people, you served as physician of our bodies and our spirits. Continue to fulfill your ministry of life and holiness in us. You taught your flock through the prudence and love of your saints. Grant us continual growth in holiness under the direction of our pastors. You marvelously illumined your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor. You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people. In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit. You yourself are the only visible possession of our holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you. The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save your shepherds who have died, those for whom you gave up your life, and help us all. Our Father, let us pray this prayer. Father, you guide your people with kindness and govern us with love. By the prayers of Saint Gregory, give the spirit of wisdom to all you have called to lead your church. May the growth of your people in holiness be the eternal joy of our shepherds. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy after that beautiful, wonderful prayer to Saint Gregory the Great, or to God the Father with Saint Gregory. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Father, I offer my plenary indulgence and equivocal graces for the soul in purgatory during this year of hope, this year of Jubilee. Grant us your help and healing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Soul in purgatory, please. All right, have a good rest of your night, and I hope we will continue to enjoy these divine office lessons and readings more and more as we go about our days.